Welcome to the Beautiful Feet Podcast. We've been going over the book of James. We've gone over James chapter 1. There's two parts of that. If you haven't gone to that, go to it. It's on the website, www.beautifulfeetentertainment.com. I don't know why I put the three W's in there. This isn't 95, but that's okay. We're going into James chapter 2, but this is part 2 of James chapter 2. It's focusing on that second set of verses. Let me take a quick look. Verses 14 all the way to the end of the chapter. And we're going to do it like this. So, a section of this chapter is called Faith Without Works is Dead. Let's jump straight into it. Verse 14. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? So he basically leads this question and says, you know what? We have a whole bunch of people in our world, in our society, that say, you know what? I believe in God. I have faith. But if you look at the way they live their life, it never really shows in the way that they act. Now, I'm not saying that they have to be perfect. I'm not saying that they have to be on point at all points in time. But the truth is, if you can't look in their life and say, hey, there's something different about them. They are a man or a woman or a child of faith. Then they're really not, they're not living up to this statement that says that they have faith. He goes on to tell this story. He says, if a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith itself, by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. So they're saying, you know what, the same way that if you walked up to somebody who was hungry and naked and shivering cold, and you don't have compassion for them enough to say, you know what, I've got a little bit of extra money, or I've got a little bit of extra clothing, or a little bit of extra food that I can give you, then you sitting there saying, hey, I hope everything works out for you, that's falling on deaf ears. That person's looking at you saying, hey, I could look at you and I could see you and see that you're wearing three jackets and I don't even have one. It's that idea of just having compassion for the people around you, right? He said, if you have a hard time having compassion for people, but you go around blessing people, you're basically, you're just doing it to make yourself feel good. And he tells that story, and he also says, he also gives this idea that as people of faith, we should show compassion for all people because God loves all people. Like, all people are loved by God because they're created by God and they're created equal. And so if you look at a man who is naked, is hungry, and is cold, like, and you are unable to, or you're able to help him, but you're unwilling to help him, then don't bless him. Don't sit there and say, hey, I hope God bless you. I hope everything works out for you. Because God has put you in that position where you could actually impact that person's life. Now, he goes on to say, I said, we live in a society that focuses on ourselves instead of focusing on other people and what their needs are. We seem to be okay with believing in God, but too often we refuse to live a life that reflects our personal relationship with God. That is not the kind of believing that Jesus refers to when he reminds us that those who believe in the Son will be saved. All through the scriptures, all through the New Testament, all through the Old Testament, it says those who believe will be saved. I don't think that's what they meant when it's just that idea of believing in your head. But I think it's the idea that it believes in your head. You believe in your heart so passionately that it shows in your actions. It shows in your words. It shows in your prayers. Because your prayers would also be aimed to God, but about other people. You won't be just praying for yourself all the time. You'll be praying for the people around you. He goes on to say, our belief in God is meant to propel us into action. This action that will change the world for Jesus' glory. That's the honest truth, guys. Jesus is using us in a moment in time with these people. And you may not encounter a lot of homeless or a lot of naked and clothing people, unclothed people, but that doesn't mean you don't have somebody in your life that you can show, that you could show compassion for. Because I know that I do. As I'm reading this, I can think of at least five people, maybe even more, who I could show compassion to, who I could show caring to, or just try to see things from their point of view. By doing that and by acting out your faith in those small ways, it changes the way people see Christians. It changes the way people see God and faith and this whole umbrella subject that we were talking about right now. So I want you to think about that this week. And trust me, I'm going to definitely be thinking about it. Just this idea that, hey, who are you being asked to bless in any way to represent God in their life? For me, the first people that come to my mind are my students. I see my students 6 hours a day. If I can represent Jesus in that time period, then I'm doing a great job. I'm on the road to being the person God's calling me to be. Honest truth. Who's that for you? Who's that person in your life that you could be blessing, whether it's a physical blessing, encouragement through with your words, praying for somebody? But before you go into that, think about these verses and say, hey, am I living out my faith? Am I living it out on the streets when I'm on my way to work, when I'm on my way home from work, and especially when I'm at work? Because you're in the public eye. No matter what you're doing, you're in the public eye. That's something that I had to realize over the last year. I'm in the public eye no matter what I do. So if I say that I'm a Christian, but I'm not living like a Christian, the way God, Christ asks us to live, then I'm really not living to my full potential. I'm not saying you have to mimic other people. I'm not saying, oh, this man is a Christian, I have to live just like he does. Your walk is going to look different than the person sitting next to you. But if your walk looks 100% different than Jesus himself, you might want to check your walk. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, this is one of the most challenging verses in the Bible, because, or at least in the book of James, because of the fact that we just want to believe in you, but we want to live our own life. We want to live in our own understanding and not really leave that comfort bubble or that comfort zone that we've grown so comfortable in, so accustomed to. God, every single day we encounter people who need us. Could be a family member, could be a friend, could be a coworker. Every single day we encounter somebody who needs to see the truth. We can't just speak it to them, we have to show it to them. So I pray over our lives that you would allow us, that you would encourage us to bless those who need to hear this and need to see this in our lives. And I pray that we would walk in lives that show faith through action, that show faith through our words, that show faith through our prayers. I know that when we do this, we will reap the fruits of it, God. So I pray that you would open our heart to show compassion for the world around us. I pray that you would open our hearts to show compassion to our neighbors, to our coworkers, to our friends, to those who are in need, physically, mentally, and emotionally, God. I pray that you would bless them, that you would be with them. I pray all this in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you guys have a great week. I hope this is a blessing for you. Don't just take this as a supplement for the Bible. Get in the Word of God. Get into prayer. Thank you. I pray you have a great week. I'll see you guys next time, or I'll be around next time. God bless.